This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This country's biggest public employee retirement system has posted its worst yearly returns since the financial crisis. CalPERS, the California Public Employees Retirement System, rang up a gain of 0.6% last year, not even in the same universe as its goal of 7.5%, because just like regular savers, big pension funds have been getting squeezed on their investments. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
It's been a rough past few years for savers and institutional investors alike. We've had a long period of low interest rates and a fair amount of market volatility. So says Becky Seelman with Milliman, an actuarial and consulting company.
We have more volatility and more periods where there's been more down than up. And over a fairly long period, returns have been pretty depressed.
CalPERS investment returns were short billions last year. Those poor returns are a problem for public pensions that don't invest enough to meet their future obligations. They don't want to force taxpayers to cover their shortfalls, so some make wagers on riskier long-term investments. Amy Monahan is a law professor at the University of Minnesota.
Framing it as a wager is a great way to put it. You're definitely assuming you're going to make a certain average rate of return.
Financial watchdog Ted Sedell with Benchmark Services says that quest for high returns has pushed CalPERS into overly risky investments.
In recent years, the pension has loaded up on high-cost, high-risk alternative investments such as hedge funds, private equity funds, and venture capital funds, which have performed poorly, have involve massive conflicts of interest and hidden fees.
CalPERS has backed away from some of those high-cost, high-risk investments, but Sedell thinks it needs to do better. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.